why was Kingston added to the Toronto to Ottawa bus line?
We are all about data at FlixBus, and we just saw that there was a lot of demand. We look at what people search for online. We look at forums, and we look at travel trends, and we see that Kingston was underaddressed. Kingston is a very dynamic city. It's a student city, but there are also a lot of people just visiting because it's a wonderful space. And we saw something was missing. People are still too much relying on car when visiting from Ottawa or from Toronto or from other places. And we think that the Flix service is the right way to address this and offer a more comfortable, cleaner, more convenient, and also more accessible option to discover Kingston.
Tell me how it's cleaner and more accessible.
So it's cleaner because it's newer buses. So they emit less CO2. And it's also cleaner because we are the only bus platform in the world which offers its passengers the ability to offset the CO2 footprint of their trip. So you can actually have a CO2 neutral trip on Flix, and no one else does this. And then most of the people who come to Flix are coming from the car. So taking the car is great, but taking a bus pollutes 10 to 20 times less, depending on what type of car you're driving and if you travel alone or not. So it's definitely the cleanest and greenest way to travel in North America. And even if you compare to train, and I'm not so familiar with other Canadian trains, but in the US, many trains are diesel powered. So actually some buses are more efficient.
Excellent. And when we talk about the option to travel green, tell me a bit more about how this works. I understand that a customer can choose a carbon neutral trip, and through that, it will simply just add 1-3% to the ticket price.
That's exactly it, and it will go to finance carbon offsetting programs like tree planting in developing countries or in North America. It's only a gold-labeled program, so it's a very safe way to offset. Of course, the best way to offset is not to travel, but at Flix we believe that there is an in-between situation where you can still make those important trips that matter to you and just offset and make it better. And of course, we are also investing a lot in trying to bring to the market the first electric buses, but those are not ready yet.
Got it. And these are known as CO2 compensation tickets.
That's exactly it.
Great. Now, in terms of cost, I've been trying to find it here in the release. What would a trip to, say, Toronto cost from Kingston? Is there a way to find that out?
Yeah. So the best way to find out is to go on the FlixBus app. So you can download it on the iOS store, on the Android app store. It's very easy to use. It's probably one of the easiest to use. So accessibility is not only about price. It's also about having a strong online product and a robust online experience. And once you download the app, you can open it. You type in your destination. Sometimes the app will even know where you are, so you don't even have to type in the point of origin. And you will see that our trips start as low as $21.19. And to Ottawa, they're starting at $19.99.
Excellent. Well, that is certainly a welcome addition, I'm sure, for many people to the market.
I know that. Flix will always be the cheapest operator, the cheapest service. That's really what we think more people should be able to travel, and that no one should be forced not to take a trip. That's really our vision. So the buses are busy, but that allows more people to travel. So the more travel, the more Flix buses we add, and then there will be more service, and we create this kind of virtuous cycle where we take more people out of their cars.
Excellent. And And I see that it will basically run twice a day, from either going to the Toronto to Ottawa line or the Ottawa to Toronto line. So it's twice a day is what I can see here per day.
That's and exactly
7 days a week.
Our Kingston stop is, you probably know the place better than I do, but it's in the curbside bus drop-off zone, right on Wellington Street, between Barrack Street and a place that is called the Tragically Hip Way.
Yes.
In Glasdown.
And
is that
and
actually a real place?
The Tragically Hip Way?
Yeah.
Yes, named after a very successful Canadian rock band, actually, who
wow,
came from Kingston.
Amazing.
Yes. So this all begins September 15th, tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock.
This all begins tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock.
Excellent. And what are your hopes for expanding this service?
My hope is that Flixbus in Kingston, like in hundreds and hundreds of other cities, and like in the world, and like in tens of other North American cities, that Flixbus becomes a household brand, and that people start thinking different about how they travel, and that they see it so easy. You can just book in 20 seconds on your app on the phone. It's always an accessible price, and that you start taking more trips to maybe visit your significant other, to maybe visit your parents that you haven't seen in a while, or your grandparents, that those trips will enrich your lives and make for a better world.
Great, Pierre. Well, thank you so much once again for speaking with me today.
Thanks a lot, Karim. It's been a pleasure to join you today.